Hey guys, property search, think Loudfish. I'm Brett Legerwood and this is Property Rant. So guys, today, basically it's a really good one. And this is really one for the beginners out there, because normally once you've got some experience, this just doesn't come into it. And certainly a couple of houses under your belt, you're not even thinking about this. And quite simply it is property too risky? Yeah. Now, like any investment, there are risks. And anyone who says there's not risks or they can totally mitigate them is full of, you know what that SHI thing is. Yeah. They're absolute BS artists. Yeah. There are risks. Yes, you can mitigate certain risks. You can minimalize them by doing certain things. And that's certainly what we recommend you do. You know, in the process we teach you to follow, in the way we actually do our research and the methodical steps we take. But the reality is with this, is it too risky? Is it too risky? Well, no, it's not too risky, yeah? But it also depends on how you do it. If you're just going to go gung-ho in with no education, no experience, and listen to the first person that comes along that says, you know, here's the deal of the century, because this is what a lot of salespeople are doing, well then, yeah, it is too risky. You are almost gambling, because actually, I look at it this way. You know, a lot of people starting out, what they do is they go deal hunting. And what I mean by that is they have no strategy, they have no plan, they don't really know what they want. And what they do is they think property. And they type property into Google and they go and sign up to 100 different websites and people pitch continuous deals to them. And all of them sound fantastic. Yeah? Now the problem is a lot of those figures, now I won't say that they're misleading or dishonest or, but you know what? A lot of them are. And when I look at some investments from my perspective, I think there's no way I'd invest in that. Yeah. And when I listen to some salespeople speak, you know, I just sit there shaking my head, because it's like, you can't make that guarantee. You can't make that statement. You know, you don't understand the market. Have you taken it? Or even a lot of times they're not even taking into account the change in the markets that are likely. So, you know, there's a whole range of things. Is property too risky? Depends on how you approach it. If you take your time, you get educated, you come up with a plan, you follow that plan, you learn the rules of the game, you learn the strategy that meets the market. When you do these things, then actually the risks start to diminish down to where actually you're pretty certain of making money. Now, over what timeline? That's where it really starts to, you know, be anyone's guess, because you can't influence as an individual the market at large. You can influence it in a little bit, but actually you can't control it or really influence it. Unfortunately, the market is too big and it's got a thousand or a million different factors affecting it that you cannot control. And that's where it doesn't necessarily mean you're not going to make money, but what it means is the money you make may be stretched out over a longer period of time. So is property too risky? No. Unless you do it the wrong way and you approach it in a haphazard shotgun, let's try anything deal approach. You know, deal hunting for me is the worst thing you can possibly do. For me and my whole business's approach is we sit down with you and we map out a plan, we talk about the current market before we even talk about property. Because actually when you learn about all that stuff, then you can go, well, actually, this is the direction we need to head with you. This is the direction we need to head with you. And one person is totally different to another. So it's not one size fits all. Most companies are one size fits all. I have this property to sell and I'm going to sell it to you. I don't care about your individual circumstances. I don't care about your plan. I don't care about any of that. And a lot of people will do a plan, whatever, but the reality is they're just waiting to sell you that property they have, you know. So be aware of it, and when you're aware of it, you know, make sure you don't fall for it. You know, get that plan, get that strategy, understand the market, and only then, yeah, go and find the deal or the property. All right, guys, have a great day. Live with passion.